Welcome to the AAA podcast for February 2022. And I hope you're enjoying the fact that the days are getting longer. On February the 1st in London, the sun will rise at 7:05 GMT and will set at 18:04 GMT. This gives a day length of 10 hours, 59 minutes. On February the 28th, the sun will rise at 6:45 GMT and will set at 18:22 GMT, giving a day length of 11 hours, 36 minutes. During February, the days will lengthen by 37 minutes. February, the name, has evolved from the Roman month Februaris, which is named after the festival of purification occurring on the 13th to the 15th of this Roman month. The festival, which is basically one of spring washing or cleaning, is ancient. We seem to continue this ancient practice in our notions of spring cleaning. In February, the moon will be new on the 1st and will reach first quarter on the 8th. It will be full on the 16th and will reach last quarter on the 23rd. On February the 9th, a waxing moon will pass between the open star clusters, the Pleiades and the Hyades. This will make a pleasing sight, particularly through a pair of binoculars. Why not try photographing the spectacle? The planets are rather bunched up this month, I'm afraid. Venus, Mercury and Mars are morning objects and can be seen in the pre-dawn sky. Venus can be seen throughout the months. It will shine brightly around magnitude -4.6 low in the southeast. Mercury reaches greatest western elongation on February the 16th, but remains at a very low altitude and is likely to be lost in the murk of the horizon. Mars presents itself below Venus, but is much fainter, shining around magnitude +1.3. Jupiter, Saturn and Neptune are too close to the sun for observation this month. Jupiter can be glimpsed after sunset, low in the southwest at the beginning of the month. Saturn is in conjunction with the sun on February the 4th and is out of sight throughout the month. Neptune follows Jupiter into the sun's glare, ready for conjunction in March. The only planet well presented this month is Uranus, which will shine a magnitude +5.8 from among the stars of Aries. A small telescope will reveal a small disk. Comet 19P Pirelli is a periodic comet with a period of 6.85 years. It is currently approaching the Sun and will reach perihelion on the 1st of February, when it will be in southeast Pisces. During the month, it will track northeast, and by the end of the month will be close to the star Hamel Alpha Aries. It could reach magnitude +8, so might be in range of binoculars. I'm going to begin a section of the podcast indicating which constellations are well placed for observation during the month. This should help you learn to navigate the night sky by a process of constellation hopping rather than providing a detailed exploration of the content of the constellations. I will outline the view looking south, mid-evening, mid-month. In February, riding high in the sky is the constellation Gemini, the heavenly twins. This is a zodiac constellation, one of the constellations through which the sun passes during its annual tour of the sky. Look for a pair of bright stars in the south, about 65 degrees in altitude. Pollux is to the south of Castor and is the brighter of the two. To the right of Gemini is the neighbouring zodiac constellation Taurus the Bull. Look for a bright red star in the southwest. This is the eye of the bull and is named Aldebaran. It is a red giant star and shines in front of a small V-shaped open cluster of stars called the Hyades. Aldebaran is around 66 light years from us, whereas the Hyades cluster is more like 150 light years away. Above the Hyades is a faint, fuzzy patch. This is a famous open cluster, the Pleiades. It is a magnificent sight in a pair of binoculars and is around 380 light-years from us. Below the Bull is Orion the Hunter, possibly the most easily recognised constellation in the sky. Four bright stars make up the Hunter's body, with a line of three fainter stars making up his belt. Below the belt hangs his sword, another spectacular sight with binoculars. This is an area where stars are being born and where new stars are blowing away the gas clouds from which they were made. The top left-hand corner of Orion's body is marked by another red giant star called Betelgeuse and is 498 light-years from us. It forms an equilateral triangle with two other bright stars from neighbouring constellations, namely Procyon from the Little Dog and Sirius from the Great Dog. These two stars have similar magnitudes to Betelgeuse, but do so because they are much closer to us. Procyon is only 11.5 and Sirius a mere 8.6 light years away. The resulting asterism is known as the Winter Triangle. Procyon is directly south of Gemini and is an appropriate place to end our first constellation hopping session.